This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Political correctness has been around for decades, but Victor Davis Hanson wonders if it is often used to mask failures in business and government. We certainly have seen major institutions over the last 2 years go woke. The leaders spend a great deal of time sermonizing and virtue signaling, perhaps to distract from their failures. He calls this the Bloomberg effect. The city of New York has difficulty clearing snow from the streets. Perhaps that's why the mayor spent time lecturing us about global warming and the dangers of supersized soft drinks. The CEO of Delta Airlines lectures the state of Georgia about supposedly racist voting laws that require a valid ID to vote. This is the same type of ID necessary to board one of his planes. Hanson suggests that the public try to call Delta's consumer helplines to fix all the problems travelers have with his airline. We've seen an epidemic of well-compensated professional and Olympic athletes lecture the country on its various sins of racism, sexism, and usually affiliated isms and ologies. But is there any connection between their wokeness and the public's lack of interest in sports? Universities are the bastion of woke ideology, but Hanson wonders, is the general knowledge of the college student superior to his counterpart of 5, 10, or 20 years ago? Did all those experimental courses and majors produce better writers, speakers, thinkers, and scientists? These are just three of a half dozen examples he uses to illustrate his point. His point is not to berate our institutions, but to warn them. Either this focus on wokeism is diminishing their product, or else they're using political correctness to mask their failures and incompetence. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.